It's in the top Samach Zion, Sif Beis. So the Mishabura Sif Katan Tes is where we're holding. So the case was a case where it fell into the river or water fell on it. Even if it wasn't Mispakeya, it's also because it was sitting there, it wasn't being worked. So we have to be cautious that it became chametz. Chimutz. Sivkotan tes. But davka b'deshua shir mil. Obviously, there's only, if we know, we saw it fall into the water, and 2 minutes later you pulled it out, so you know there wasn't 18 minutes. But the case was, it was in there for a shir mil. So even though you don't see any signs of chimutz on it, we have to assume that it's chametz.
What is it?
In the case it falls into water.
What?
Rain falls into water.
Rain falls into water?
Yeah. Alim loy shaw dayin shir mil. But if you know that you got it out before it sat there for the time of a shir mil, so like hechmetz dayin, it didn't become chametz yet. Can I feel a nasa b'pesach, even if it happened on Pesach itself? Mutzal l'machor l'nochri kadim shashaw shir mil. Yeah, but you're allowed to sell it to the goy. But when you're selling it to the goy, so it's not also b'hanoah, it's not chometz. But even so, dafka manas lechol takev. But you're only allowed to sell it, that the goy is going to use it.
So we believe him. He says he'll use the right way, we believe him.
The Jew, it happened to a Jew.
Yeah, I understand. Right? He sells it to a goy.
Right.
Christ says he'll use it right away. So
right. He sells a minimal amount. So that's what we said before. You only sell him out what you feel confident that he's not gonna be, you know, turning around and selling it. Okay. Now, Akum Shomer Li Yisrael Achar Shekana Mimenu Hachitim. A guy told the Jew after the Jew bought the grain from the goy. Shehem l'susim. So he buys grain, assuming that the sisa we had before was that they would do some washing process with it. So if the l'susim, possibly the chometz. The goy sells it to the Jew, rinse the cotton test. Goy sells it to the Jew, and then after the Jew has already returned, he says, by the way, you know, that stuff was l'susim, so it's a problem of chometz. So look, they don't have any. There's no nemonis to answer my chafetz. The case where a goy sells it to a Jew. And after he sold it already, he tells the Jew, by the way, you know, this grain was l'susim. So if that's true, the Jew can't use it anymore. So the goy has no nemonis to answer the Jew's grain. On Pesach or before Pesach. Either way, I feel him move myself. Even in the case where the guy wasn't saying it as aiders, he was just having a conversation. If he says it beforehand, you're buying it with understanding that's what it is. So then he's now, then he has that's your buying. But once he bought it already, it was becheskes, because it was a regular grain. So he can't turn around and make it awesome. Miu. But if your feeling is this guy, you know the guy around, he's pretty honest, so you can't take a chance. So then also you'd have to be machmir with it, but what he's saying is the truth. And so it's, even though it's like it's an atheistic concept, I'm telling you, it wasn't just having conversations. Yeah, I was watching yesterday, you know, the grain before I sold it to you, like. That's what he was telling you explicitly. If you trust him, you have to accept that fact, and now it's going to be a problem.
But you can't sell it back.
Can't sell it back. Well, it's before Pesach, so you have the problem. You can sell him back minimal amount because he's going to turn around and maybe sell it to another Jew and not tell him. Right? If it's on Pesach, that's a b'hanoah. So all bets are off.
So the notion of mecha tos doesn't apply on Pesach.
Well, you wouldn't be over by Rabbi Motzei because it was a mechatos. You don't want to be. You don't want to be, own. We were discussing yesterday that some surface is a case where the Jew, where a person made a shiach to sell the chametz for him, and the person believed that the chametz was the shiach did his job. After Pesach, he found out that the shiach hadn't sold it, so he had owned the chametz the whole Pesach. So some surface says it's not also b'hanu afterwards, because on that the nusuk of kol chamira to lo chazite to lo yadanale. Even though he knew about the item, but he thought it was sold. That's also called lo yadanale, so it's included in the bittul. So normally bittul we don't rely on, because you have to beer, but he thought beer was done, so it's not also b'hanu after Pesach. And then we discussed the case where the Jew bought it believing it was not chametz, it turned out it was chametz, so then there was no das to be
carried. Bittul, according to some sheets, this is bittul from the Tam Hefka, right?
Correct.
That the shlich is really a no good nick. What he can do is immediately be coined of that right after Pesach, no? But then, that loophole wouldn't apply to the shliach because shliach knew. It only applied to the owner because the owner didn't know, but the shliach knew.
Yeah, but the shliach wasn't the owner.
But it was shliach wasn't the owner, right? But it still was chametz shaval of a Pesach, huh?
Well, no, because the
owner. Right. So then, really, if the shlich is an ogudnik, he could really get the whole thing.
That's probably true.
Well, if you want something done, you do it yourself.
Okay, now, we did the machaber yesterday in Sipes. We didn't do the Ramah.
Well, because basically, since it's Hefker, he can take it back. He can take it. Instead of telling to the owner, he could say, well, it's Hefka, now I can take it.
Okay, yeah. So the Mechaber said that you have this case of the dog in which the case, Sif Alibi said that the grain fell in the water. He says this over here, even if it wasn't Mispakeh, you don't see any indication of the grain starting to expand. It's also because it was sitting still. If you don't want water or rain to be going onto your chitim, because I fill any spark with siris. We did the remote. Right?
We did.
We did. Right? We did. Yeah. I'll get to it again. Yeah. You have grain in the store in the attic. Yerik shomim derech agag sasam akemis. Some water came in through the roof when it got wet. The places where it got wet is aser. But the other areas which didn't get wet, you're allowed to keep them because of sveik sveik. First of all, who said rain touched them? And even if in Tim's Lamar Yordu Shemel and Ischab, so maybe it didn't become Chametz. But I will also pass the Chosu and Lamani Sekseka. Sekseka doesn't work for eating, it only works for keeping it. So the Mishnah Baruch. Yordu Shemel Yud. Hana Bekadesh Yesh Nasabek Shemel Islach Acharbe. There was enough water that it's very possible that it got really wet. There was some minimal amount that fell on it. He knows where that is. So then we're back to what we said before. So you grab off the upper layer where it landed, and the rest is mutter. So we're not going to rely on Sveik Sveika to allow a chila. We're only allowing Sveik Sveika to keep it. So that comes along with the Shmur and says, in the case of Hepsin will be made. Behind the Chodin, the Shishkim, the Ein Lahakman, the Zerrakman, welcome Shane Hepsin, the Shiyosin, Hakra Pesach. You can keep it after Pesach and then use it then. So why should I rely on a Sveik Sveiko when I can wait till after Pesach and use it then? This is based on the thing we discussed, the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. The Gemara in Beya and Daftal and Manal is Mavur. The same way we say by Sveik Sveik, we don't rely on Bitzel. We also don't rely on Sveik Sveik. If I can wait 3 days and not have to rely on Sveik Sveik, so why should I rely on Sveik Sveik? If I can wait you know, a week and not come to Sveik Sveik. So on that, we'll argue. So in a case where it would be a hefset to wait till after Pesach, you're afraid that it'll deteriorate, whatever it is. So then it's not a sveik. Then it's not a demonstration material in that sense. That I can wait till then. So then you can rely on the sveik sveik. Well, welcome hefset. Oh, manias simchus yomtiv. I need this for food for yomtiv. Well, we'll wait till after Pesach. Just as good. No, it's not because I have no what to eat. And this way, so I'm taking my simchus yomtiv. So yeshayat afrechil. We'll allow bechil. So let's hold it here.